This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more.
Ever wonder why our brains feel so much slower than our eyes? It's like, you know, we're stuck in slow motion while our senses are zipping around at lightning speed.
Exactly. It's a fascinating paradox, isn't it? We take in a ton of information, but our conscious thought processes are surprisingly slow.
This article talks about it as the unbearable slowness of being. Sounds dramatic, huh?
It is, but it really makes you think about how our brains actually work.
So let's unpack this unbearable slowness. How slow are we talking exactly? The article says our eyes process visual input at 1.6 billion bits per second, but our conscious thought is only about 10 bits per second. Wow, that's a huge difference.
It's mind-blowing, right? Think about it. 10 bits per second means we can only choose between 1,024 actions or thoughts each second.
That's surprisingly low. It makes you wonder how we manage anything at all. The article suggests this slowness is a result of evolution. Early nervous systems were designed for efficiency, not speed. You know? Makes sense. Simple organisms needed to react to basic survival needs, not process complex information.
So we're essentially running on an ancient operating system? Kind of crazy. They give some great examples. Typing, video games, even speed cubing. Expert typists, for instance, only manage around 10 bits per second.
Even those super fast video game players are limited by this same bottleneck. It's not their fingers, it's their brains. Amazing, huh?
And even memory champions, with their incredible feats, still fall within that 518 bits per second range. Pretty wild. The article proposes a two-brain model, an outer brain handling massive sensory input, and an inner brain focusing on conscious thought.
The outer brain is like a super fast pre-processor, filtering and compressing information before it reaches the inner brain. I see.
So the inner brain is only dealing with the most important stuff, which explains why our conscious experience feels so much simpler than the raw sensory data. This leads to subjective inflation, where our brains create a richer experience than the actual information processed.
It's like an illusion of completeness. We fill in the gaps with memories and expectations.
Right. But experiments like inattentional blindness show how much we actually miss. It's pretty shocking. This slowness has huge implications for technology, especially brain-computer interfaces.
BCIs need to work within the brain's limitations, not try to overwhelm it with too much information.
That's a good point.
And it also makes us think about the differences between human and machine intelligence. Machines are much faster, but humans have unique strengths like creativity and intuition. So the unbearable slowness of being isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just a fundamental aspect of how our brains work.
It's a trade-off between speed and accuracy, between efficiency and complexity. It's what makes us human, I guess.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for joining me.